Basically, the program is designed to get private landowners technical and financial assistance to improve their land, in this case, for wildlife.
How much land must a person own or control to participate in the application process?
Okay, it varies by the particular initiative that you are signing up for. For wildlife, we rank all applications. We have a priority system, and to ensure a good level of impact, we'd naturally like to have as many acres as we can. 10 acres is a good target to shoot for, because when you get lower than that, it's really hard to administer, but people can still apply if they have less than 10 acres. We want to help everybody we can, so encourage everyone to sign up. And there, if for some reason this program doesn't work out, there are other opportunities we can get people in touch with. So getting in the door, getting information is the first step.
And the incentives are really aimed at changing the way that people actually manage their land. What kind of things are considered as eligible practices to qualify?
Okay, so in Kentucky, our focus is are on early successional habitats. And so by that, I mean improved grassland habitats. We have a lot of fescue pasture that is very marginal for wildlife. One of the ways we can improve that is to plant some native grasses. These are grasses that were here prior to European settlement, but also forest land habitats. In your neck of the woods, we're talking about, we've got a very problematic invasive species, bush honeysuckle, which many listeners will know about. Removing that bush honeysuckle, addressing it, and trying to eliminate it as much as possible from your woods, that's a practice that you can do under this program. Along with, and this is a big one for overall conservation, excluding livestock from streams, sensitive areas, streams, woodlands, so we can actually help pay for fencing, alternative water sources, pipelines and tanks to get those livestock water, but get them out of the creek so that they're not polluting the creek. So in that case, you're not just creating and enhancing wildlife habitat, you're addressing water quality. This is one way that private landowners can, if they're interested in wildlife or biodiversity or water quality, soil erosion prevention, those kind of things, these are the ways that basically, it's putting money to stuff that NRCS does every day. Their job is to help people in conservation districts. Their job is to help people plan conservation activities on their farms. And so these are ways to implement the conservation practices that are recommended all the time.
And this is a smart way to encourage people to change the way they look at their land. What have past participants in the program told you about the experience of conserving not just the environment but the wildlife as well?
I think we've gotten very positive responses. It's really about, you know, we love to see those landowners who are eager to see a difference, and we can provide them with technical assistance, and then these programs come in and really help them to get the work done on the ground. And I think most people are quite pleased.
You can find out how to get more information about applications for the Environmental Quality Incentives Program Wildlife Initiative on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Zach Danks, thank you.
Thank you very much.